morning. 7:29 a.m. on Thursday, October the 20th, 2016. It is a cold morning. This morning, quite chilly. I've put on the wool hat. I've got on the wool scarf. I've got a wool underwear. Long johns. They're probably not wool. They're probably some sort of thermal weave cotton or something like that. Doesn't matter. I'm glad I wore them. It's 34. It's not quite freezing. Ground's not frozen. It's not terribly cold. It's cold enough. So, yes, I did remember to put those two things into my bullet journal when I got home. I've taken Doreen's advice and put a notebook in the pocket of my jacket so that when I'm out here and I think of something, I can write it down, because I never go anywhere without a pen anyway. Because I frequently think of things on the walk that I forget when I get home. Generally, I forget whatever it was that I was talking about in the brief period of time between stopping the podcast, stopping the recording, and going into the house. I probably forget stuff that happens at the beginning of the walk by the time I get 20 minutes down the path. So, yeah, no doubt. So, let's see, yesterday was a pretty good day. I didn't get my word count in, but it was still a pretty good day. I got some word count in. Some was better than none, which is what I was doing before. So today's another day for the potential to make 5K. We'll see if it works out. I've got nowhere I need to go today. There is no pressing task I need to accomplish. All of the date dependent chores have been taken care of for the day. It's recycle week. It's trash day. Those are all out already. In a week I'll be down at Denver. At Mile High Con. My book should show up next week, Tuesday-ish. Assuming they actually ship on time. I haven't seen a shipping notice from CreateSpace yet. I got my meditation in yesterday morning, 10 minutes. I've been doing a kind of walking meditation the last couple of days where I try to just be in the moment. I try to just be here. I'm working on a little mindfulness. Crystal morning. It is crystal. The sky is, as far as I can tell, it's perfectly clear. There's about 2 days out of the last quarter moon. High in the southwest sky. Sun's just coming up. Treetops are being illuminated quite delightfully. But the sun isn't up far enough yet to reach the lower levels. Roofs all have a little dusting of frost on them. there was enough humidity in the air last night to condense. It's gorgeous. It's lovely. So my goal for the day is to get at least, well, I got to get at least 1,000 words. That's just not negotiable. I find it somewhere. I'd really like to get up to 3 today if possible, since I don't have to go anywhere. I may have to unplug my internet for a few hours today.
It's cold.
30s cold. Yeah, I just had to pull my hat down. It's creeping up off the bottom of my ear here. And my ear is cold. Three cars at the most dangerous intersection in the city. No, not really. But it does seem odd that there's always cars here. Not many. There's always some. It's a very busy street. I don't know how this is going to record. It's stuck to the edge of the knit cap. Right, normally I have it on the bill of my ball cap, so it's usually riding just above the left temple of my glasses when I put my hat on. But I didn't wear that hat today. I wore a warm hat today. So we'll see how this audio sounds. Some days I have really good audio, some days it's sort of like iffy, and it's amazing to me how much it varies from day to day. In raw footage anyway, in raw recording, I try to massage it a little bit to make it consistent for you guys. Oh, hush dog, hush. But, oh no, that's terrible. It's just a faint breeze coming from Panera. That's terrible. Oh, it smells so good. Oh, I was just thinking about, I'm wondering if there was a Waffle House here in town, or, I know there's an IHOP over across town. There's a Panera just probably 500 yards away right from here. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm smelling, because I've got bread and muffins and deliciousness in the air. Oh, and now I'm going to drool in my beard. Monk Post. It's just the faintest of breezes coming from that direction. And the other reason I know that it's coming from that direction is that I'm seeing a faint plume of steam coming off from one of these houses here, out of the standpipe. Maybe it's the chimney and they've got a wood stove going or something, I don't know. But just a faint plume. Coming direct out of the south. So anyway, yeah. Hungry. I have had a cup of coffee. I got up at 6. I went to bed a little later last night than I wanted to. My clock was, my schedule for the day was a little bit off, in part because of the debate, which I only watched the first few minutes of. I think I watched the first half, maybe. No, and they started talking over each other. It's like, I'm too old to listen to kids squabble, even though they're both older than I am. But not by that much. I've already voted, so it really didn't matter what either of them had to say. They are going to change my mind. Although, I have to say, if some entrepreneur does not roll out a fleet of taco trucks under the name Bad Hombres, they're really missing out. I would buy one of those tacos. I'd probably buy a burrito, because I prefer burritos to tacos, because tacos crunch and dump everything all over me. Because I am just that uncoordinated. I'd eat a burrito right now if I had one. I'd eat a taco right now if I had one. If you're hearing a siren, it's not where you are, it's where I am, probably. We've got a fire truck on its way somewhere. I'm pretty sure it's a fire truck. The horn is different on the ambulances. At least I think they are. I could be wrong. It could be an ambulance. And it really doesn't matter. What I'm just saying is that if you're hearing it, it's on the recording. It's not necessarily where you are. I don't have my build cap. I don't have my ball cap on. And I don't... The sun is shining right in my eyes. Usually I can look down and my ball cap will block it. Yes, And if I were wearing it today, perhaps it would. Shade, there we go. The tree still has a few leaves on it. Not many. Enough to block the worst of the glare, at least for a couple of minutes. So, yeah, today I need to get writing. I need to get the story moving. It's sort of been slogging along. Mostly because nothing much is really happening. I suspect a lot of these words are going to have to get cut out because they're just... they're boring. They're not boring. In fact, I'm finding them to be quite illustrative of Ishmael's state of mind. This is a difficult three-book set because while the MacGuffin is red herring, the story is about Ishmael healing and what he goes through in order to heal. Wow, look at this. I've been talking about them digging up the road and running cables and all the rest of that. And there is a new ground level junction box where they've been digging the holes and running the cables. It's a big one. It's green, it's tasteful. It'll be tagged with the gang sign by the end of the week, probably, but I didn't notice it. Didn't notice it yesterday, so. That's not to say that it's not there. It could very well have been there yesterday, and I just had my head down and was walking. So, yeah, these three books are about Ishmael healing. The other three books are introducing Natalia and Zoya. And toehold space from the inside. And Ishmael's experiencing it some Stanyards later from the outside. And it's... I think it's working. I have to stop second-guessing myself. I have to follow my own advice and finish it first to see what I've got. And the challenge there is finishing it. Run, squirrel, run. I didn't see any geese this morning. I'm still chuckling over the hay. Look, a high... what is it? On the highway to, hey, a squirrel. That was what it was. On the highway to. Highway to, hey, a squirrel. The t-shirt in the Facebook group. The ADHD. Printed as if it were AC/DC. I'm still amused. I'm amused as I can be. I'm also cold, I'm also hungry, I'm also at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.